This is Susan B. Brock, Telluride Inside and Out, and I am delighted to be speaking with Joe Pug. If you were there at Telluride Bluegrass Festival, you know his name. He performed one Friday morning, June 17th, and it was memorable. The crowd was on its feet, whooping and hollering and stomping and dancing and totally supporting and embracing him. So Joe is returning for an encore, this time at the Chardon Opera House, part of the Opera House's holiday series. His concert is Tuesday, December 27th. Joe, thanks so much for joining me.
Oh, thanks so much for having me back.
You're welcome. So what was your reaction to the crowd's reaction to you? How did it feel? Was it surreal?
Yeah, it was one of those shows that reminds you exactly why you drive around the country all year away from your family like a madman doing this for a living. It was incredible. I mean, I was a little bit worried about playing such a huge festival stage as a solo act, but people who were there listening to the set, I mean, their undivided attention and really invested in the set, and I was able to convey the songs to them, and it was a really special show.
Okay. And then you have several new releases out at the moment. One is self-released. You sort of did it for your fans. I think you told me once for $5. And then that album is called Live at Lincoln Hall. The second is The Great Despiser. Would you compare and contrast the making of the albums, the content of the albums, the whole event, to your very first hit, which was Nation of Heat?
Yes. Nation of Heat, my first album, was basically me with a guitar playing these songs that I'd just written while I was still working as a carpenter during the day. I was in no sense a musician at that point. And that was about 3 years ago. Live at Lincoln Hall was my band and I recording those songs at our favorite venue in Chicago, Lincoln Hall. After pounding those songs out on the road for about 3 years. And so the live recording is really a document of us at the height of our understanding of those songs and how to get them across, how to really play them, how to bring through the emotional content of those songs. And I'm very happy with it. I think it's a wonderful live album. The performance was about as good as we can do, and we had it mixed and mastered, and it sounds great, and we're able to offer it to our fans as you know, this $5 thing before the holidays, and I'm very
perfect.
Proud of it.
Perfect, the kind of stocking stuffer.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's digital, so I guess it'd have to be a digital stocking stuffer.
Okay, metaphorically speaking, then.
Exactly.
The title of your second, much more major release, The Great Despiser, suggests sort of an overriding cynicism. Is that so throughout the entire CD?
No, that album, which is going to come out in April, I think once people get a chance to listen to it, although the title might suggest sort of like a drab, self-defeating cynicism, while there is some stuff in there on the album that's like that, certainly the whole thing isn't like that. I would hope that none of my work is, I try very hard in songs that I write to not just write one perspective, give one side of the story. I try for a much more fuller understanding of topics that I try to write about. So there's certainly some cynical parts on the album in the same way that there are cynical parts in the way that you have to approach life as a realistic adult in this difficult world that we're handed. But I also think that there's hopefully we achieved some brighter moments on the album as well. But that's not for me to decide. That's for listeners to decide, I suppose.
Okay, fair enough. And are you willing to preview your Opera House set? I'm wondering if it will be a mix of sort of the best of Joe Pug, you know, samples from Nation of Heat, tracks from Live at Lincoln Hall, and maybe previews of The Great Despiser. Will you comment on that?
Well, there will certainly be songs from Nation of Heat and a lot of the songs that we've played at Live at Lincoln Hall. I'm not going to preview any of the new material off The Great Despiser at this show. Just because when we release the album, I want the songs to be new and fresh to me as I play them, just as they're fresh to the fans. But at the Sheridan show, we certainly, I'm playing in a couple nice covers that I'm very, very excited about. I think it'll be a special show regardless.
Wonderful. Thank you. And your career is clearly on a roll. So what do you do to stay centered and not get caught up in the headiness of it all?
Well, I try to do the same thing that I did before I was on the road playing music. When I'm at home, I like to just wake up in the morning and sit down with the pen and the page and write, and then spend the afternoon playing guitar. I mean, it's a pretty simple job, and I think if you really stick to the things that got you there in the first place, then hopefully you'll just continue on, not think too much about it.
Okay, perfect answer. Thank you very, very much. This has been Susan B. Brock. I've been speaking once again with Joe Pug. He's returning to Telluride for an encore performance at the Sheridan Opera House. That concert takes place on Tuesday, December 27th. If you missed him at Bluegrass, don't miss this show. Joe, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.